This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Beto O'Rourke began his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination in Iowa over the weekend. The former El Paso congressman held events across the state introducing himself to potential voters. They'll be the first to vote in next year's presidential nominating contests. KUT's Ashley Lopez spent some time on the campaign trail with him.
Hey, everybody. Just wanted to say hello. How are you?
Yeah.
This was the last event in Beto O'Rourke's three-day visit to Iowa, a meet and greet on Saturday night at a house in a small suburban neighborhood in the town of Dubuque. People packed into every corner of the house. And before he planned to introduce himself and answer questions, O'Rourke ducked into the basement where folks who couldn't fit in the main house planned to watch him through a video feed.
But I did want to have the chance before we started to be able to see everybody eyeball to eyeball and be able to thank you in person.
Among those crammed into the basement was Joni McDonough, who lives in Dubuque. McDonough says she doesn't know a lot about O'Rourke, but she knew a little bit about his challenge to Texas Senator Ted Cruz last year. And she says she was impressed.
I liked the way he went across Texas and visited every county. I thought that was an awesome start, because it's so easy to focus just on the big cities and the populated areas. And I think that was a real effort to connect with people.
Even though the Iowa caucus isn't for another 10 months, voters like McDonough have started researching the long list of Democratic candidates vying for the presidential nomination. Iowa is the first state to vote, so doing well there is crucial for a campaign. McDonough says she takes vetting the candidates seriously, which is why she wanted to see O'Rourke in person.
Well, I'm just here to hear from his own mouth, in his own words, what he thinks he can do to help bring our country back into the direction it should be going.
Earlier Saturday, O'Rourke ran in a St. Patrick's Day-themed 5K race in the town of North Liberty. O'Rourke chatted with some other runners and talked to some reporters. On the sidelines, a couple of folks gathered just to see what he was like. John Gillespie, who lives in Iowa City, was among them.
He's got something that people pay attention to. And not just they pay attention, but they physically and emotionally connect with. And I think in a leader, that's something that's just invaluable.
Gillespie says O'Rourke is on a short list of candidates he's watching. But like other voters, he's not committed to anyone at this point.
I wait for the dust to settle, quite frankly.
That's Sandy Gunter. She made the 2.5-hour drive from Peoria, Illinois, to see O'Rourke that morning. She says she donated to O'Rourke's Senate campaign last year because she didn't like his opponent, Ted Cruz. But now that he's running for president, she's taking her time.
He's up there. I'm still undecided at this point, but I'd sure like to see him. I have hope.
Gunter's friend Lisa Hurley said she's in no rush to figure out who she's supporting.
It's too early to tell. There's too many in the field, but yeah, he's definitely got my eye.
Later that day, O'Rourke said he understood that winning Iowans' votes will take time. He says he's heard from a lot of voters who say they haven't made up their minds yet, and they expect to see him back in Iowa working to earn their vote.
And so I want to be very respectful to that, come back to this state, travel here as extensively as I can, go to every part of Iowa and listen to everyone. I think it's the only way to win here. And it's also the best way to serve is getting the perspective and the wisdom and the benefit of everyone's experience wherever they are in Iowa or in America.
In the first day of his campaign, O'Rourke issued an apology for joking about the fact that his wife has been the primary caretaker of their children. After hearing some criticism, he vowed to be more thoughtful. Back at the meet and greet in Dubuque, he told the crowd he's learning as he goes.
I guarantee you, though I'm only 3 days in, it has made me such a better candidate than when I started. I will take your stories and your questions, your constructive criticism to heart, and try to be better yet still.
And some of the voters who saw O'Rourke that night say this is a long process for them too. Elaine Klein, who lives in Dubuque and attended the meet and greet, said she's looking at everyone, but she has high expectations for O'Rourke.
You know, I'm not going to commit to anybody right now, but I don't have the emotional reaction to anybody like I did to Beto. It's fantastic.
O'Rourke is spending more time meeting voters over the next week or so before a formal campaign kickoff in his hometown of El Paso later this month. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.